going on Cyberline, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, host2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/CyberlineNet, and the Tweety at CyberlineUSA, which our social media czarina has put a whole bunch of posts up there on the Facebook page and also some on Twitter that you can follow along with anytime 24/7 when we are not here or if we are here. So we're continuing on about this whole getting back from the work from home deal. And Bob, you got some other stuff on that.
Yeah, let's see. The credit to tech's, and I'm not sure it's exactly that, but it's more credit to tech's pandemic leadership. And I was reading this going, okay. New York Times, let's see, by Shira Ovide. America's technology companies could have done more to keep Americans informed about the coronavirus and to help people and businesses that have struggled.
Yeah, they're too busy censoring it.
But they have also been decisive trendsetters in keeping their workers and the rest of us safe from the virus. Last year, some high-profile tech companies were relatively early to close their corporate offices as coronavirus outbreaks started in the United States, and they continued to pay many hourly workers who couldn't do their jobs remotely. Yeah, those actions from companies such as Microsoft, Salesforce, Facebook, Google, Apple, Twitter probably helped save lives in the San Francisco Bay Area and perhaps beyond. Now, many of the same tech companies have started to announce vaccine mandates for staff. The resumption of requirements to wear masks. Delayed reopenings of offices or on-site workplace vaccinations to help slow the latest wave of infections.
Jimmy, cancel the Sparklets order.
America's tech companies, which deserve criticism for misusing their power, should also get credit for using their power to take decisive action in response to virus risks.
That is so full of crap.
I'm listening to that stuff. You know, and that's kind of why I was bringing it up.
What was that from? Was that the Times?
It was actually, you know, it's tough to say because this is another one. It's like, I found it over on India Times.
Wow.
And it sounds
that's
like
funny coming
written,
from the India Times.
It sounded like it was written from that perspective, and then it also referenced New York Times. So I think it's
New York Times. Okay, that's
well,
why.
I think it's a New York Times article, but it was really...
don't be mean to the social oligarchs. We should thank them for saving lives.
But I will give Shira Ovide her due. So she's the one that... She's the author of the program.
Well,
I'm
hey,
just not
know,
sure.
They were so busy censoring everything about COVID. What good little soldiers they were.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm just saying that I don't want my companies to tell me whether or not to get the vaccine. You know, I am, you know, that's up to me.
Well,
and frankly, the vaccine.
There's a lot of people out there that have underlying conditions and stuff, too.
Yeah, the vaccine is something that many people have chosen to get, and then some people have chosen not to get. It's a vaccine that's been put out there as an experimental. I don't believe that it's gotten
that does not have
approval.
FDA approval. No.
Yeah, I don't believe it's got.
And,
yeah.
And if something happens to you, my understanding is you cannot sue them because it's experimental.
Right.
If it gets FDA approval, then I think you might be able to, or they've got a clause on it.
So everybody went and got this. You know, a lot of people went and got this stuff, but there's a lot of people that don't want. My point is that everybody that's wanted to get it has gotten it. And
there's a whole bunch of nurses that are out protesting. And I saw a sign the other day that said, oh, you were happy for us, you know, being here for you when we didn't have the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And now you want to make us unemployed for not taking the vaccine. And I think they have a valid point. I mean, they made them work in the trenches with what, you know, protection they had and what little they knew. And now they're saying, well, if you're going to stay here, well, you got to have a vaccine done by a certain thing. And I'm going to throw something out there.
What?
I'm going to throw one of our people under the bus. We have, you know, USA Radio, that's us, and there's other broadcast entities.
Sure.
And Cumulus has been all over their stations going, we're looking for salespeople, we're looking for this, we're looking for that. Oh, you need to go to Cumulus, blah, 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 and check out the you know, the jobs that we have. So there was something that popped up in my box. It was for Cumulus. And they were looking for talent here for one of the stations. Mm-hmm. And so I'm reading all the stuff going, yeah, not me. Mm-hmm, yeah, not me. Mm-hmm, yeah, not me. Not me. Not me. And right down to the bottom, it says, You have to be fully vaccinated with the vaccine by a certain date in order
I just think to get the wrong. Job. I just think that that's wrong to require anybody to get the vaccination.
And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so you want a talk show host now, and on a morning show,
mm-hmm.
and not just a, you know, not the big kahuna, the sidekick,
yeah,
that does all the grunt work, mm-hmm. production and everything else, and then it's a social media savvy. Oh, and you got to be vaccinated by this date,
right?
I'm like, well, now it's starting to creep in.
And you know, just to be clear, I'm vaccinated. I looked at the whole thing and I decided that I'm fine with getting vaccinated personally. You know, that's my choice. So I'm not trying to sit there and tell anyone to go out there and get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. It's up to you. Overall.
Yeah, but see, that takes you out of the vaccination lottery.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, they had those like vaccination lottery for people that got vaccinated and they got put in a hopper and they pull their numbers up and win prizes and stuff.
Got it.
So now, Bob, see, you don't get to play that game because now what's going to happen is, and here's the first number for Bob, which is not yours.
Yeah, I don't
want
to.
Then the second one, which is not yours. And the Powerball for the Bob's lottery of vaccination is definitely not yours.
Right. Well, I had, let's see, you know, I went and got it. I've got my vaccination card. I don't really want to show it to anybody. Not that I mean, it's just... I don't mind hiding it. I just don't think that I should be obligated
secret,
to show
secret
it.
Secret agents will be out there mingling amongst each other going, you show me your shot record, I'll show you.
But, yeah, actually, I credit my daughter for the one that was really responsible for encouraging me to go get this. I actually went and got my shot early. And I was able to get it early because I went over and in Dallas, there's a mega center. And they were doing all these COVID shots and they were trying to get everybody through. And they said, if you volunteer, you can go ahead and get your shot earlier. And I was like, okay, I'll go put in my time. And I put in, I don't remember how much time, put in 16 or 18 hours. I don't know. I put in enough time that I put in overtime for it.
I'm curious to how many will not get the shot. And of course, now they're blaming it. You know, it's a pandemic and it's all you anti-vaxxers' fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's first thing that you not being vaccinated, this is why it's happening. And I'm wondering how long it will be before they start rounding people up or doing stuff that says, well, you know, we're already seeing the jobs coming out now on their own saying, well, if you don't have the vaccine, you're not working.
Right.
And they said, well, we don't want you to do it federal, but the jobs are like, here, hold my beer. And so they're trying to do it there. You know, can't take a cruise, can't do this, can't do that.
Yeah, no, I don't like this obligation that they're trying to put on us. It's not...
Because, you know, there are people out there who have mitigating circumstances health-wise.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? I need to weigh for me, you know, I've fought long and hard to get to where I am right now, age-wise. I don't want to find out that I took somebody's thing and then turn around and went, oh, this intermixed with something that you got already going on. R.I.P. You know, I'd like to live a little bit longer would be nice without sure. having complications from this shot. And there's a lot of other people out there like him and should be able to, you know, talk to your doctor, look at everything and say, is this for me? And I think that if you do have that, I think there should be some kind of paperwork that says, okay, I got a note from my doctor that says, here's why I can't take the shot.
Right. And
under the Americans with Disabilities Act, with Biden was going on about the other, hey, it's the 30th anniversary, ADA, woo. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be able to have that option.
Yeah. I think you should. So when Biden talks, you know, you get to make your own decision.
Right.
You still will listen, but you make your own decision.
Right.
Anyway. Getting back to work, I just don't want any obligations that that put that back in place. So,
if you're going to have to stay home, I tell you what we do.
Hmm.
Who does the water at the place? Is it Sparklets? Is it Culligan?
At the house?
No, at your work. You know, the water cooler.
Oh, I haven't been there in a year.
You don't remember who comes with the water on their back?
I remember them bringing it in. It might have been Ozarka.
Ozarka.
Yeah.
Great. We'll rent you one of those Ozarka things that you can have down in the living room, maybe near the bathroom in the hall or something,
uh-huh.
and hook it up. And then while you're working from home, you can go down to the water cooler.
Cool.
Just like being at work.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been there in, like
it
I said.
It says it's just you and you don't drink that much. You don't have to pay that much for the water.
It's not very far from my house, and I still haven't been there in over a year.
I'm not talking about going there and drinking there. I'm talking about putting a water cooler in your living room so you can go down near the kitchen or whatever and have a, you know, hang around the water cooler. Talk to the dog or something.
I just spent today and last week, I was having all sorts of trouble with my reverse osmosis water filter. So I've got one of those in my house. I fixed it today. And when I started doing all this stuff, it was all leaking all over the place. So I don't want to hear about water right now. I'm real frustrated with that. But actually, I actually conquered it. So,
well, if you worked for the BBC, we could bring one of those little tea ladies along with a trolley.
Tea, sir?
Yeah, I got it fixed. So, yes, my reverse osmosis works great. Glad, happy, yes.
There you go.
So, anyway, just, gosh, how much time we got left? Oh, enough time. So, government denies Bezos' protest of NASA awarding lunar lander contract to Musk's SpaceX. Let's see. Article from CNBC and Jeff Bezos. Let's see. Mark Wilson's, I believe. Let's see. Jeff Bezos, owner of Blue Origin, introduces a new lunar lander module called Blue Moon.
I heard something about he was willing to pay NASA for the contract instead of them paying him for it. He's like, you know, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
To take the contract. I'm like, really?
Well, as far as that, you know, but I don't even get to that point yet because I'm like listening to him and they awarded this already to Elon Musk, right? Their
company.
You know
why they awarded it, right?
Why?
They don't want a penis on the moon. Well, it was bad enough we had one flow, you know, in front of CNN and everything. It was like, no, you got this thing for fallacies. So we don't want, you know, it's bad enough that, you know, what was it, 2001, they had the monolith.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a monolith that Bezos goes.
You know, I mean, they've gotten that theirs up to 66 miles. And great. Glad they did that. But that's what they've done so far. They took off. They went up there 66 miles. And then the rocket ship, the main engine, it came back and landed, which is very cool.
Yeah, I got to say, it ran flawlessly. I was really surprised.
Yeah. And, you know, plus... getting back to that whole thing last week, we were talking about whether or not they're an astronaut.
Yeah.
And I call them astronauts. Like I said,
Wally was in the capsule, astronaut.
Yeah.
Wally wasn't in the castle, Bezos and a penis to the moon.
That's
the key difference that made this flight was Wally Funk in there.
I get the whole issue of, you know, if they're just passengers, I understand that, but they are the first passengers in this, well, really an experimental thing. I mean, they're astronauts as far as I'm concerned because
that's experimental rocket.
I think that there was significant risk there.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, could have blown up the pad. Either one of them, whether it was Branson or Bezos, there was risk. Because remember, even before Bezos flew, they lost one.
Yeah, and I mean for both. I mean for Bezos because all four of them had the guts to get in this thing and blast off and go on up 66 miles. And then Branson's team, yes, they got up there and went, 58, something like that,
but
miles?
But they orbited the Earth and came back.
Yes, they did.
It's like John Glenn going up 62 miles. Okay, I'm coming down now.
No, in both cases, I give that, you know, a lot of props, a lot of respect. Yeah. I think it was fantastic what they did.
And I mean, there's so many things complications that could have gone wrong. Both their flights went very smoothly.
And
that's a good thing.
I want to keep seeing them pursue this stuff. So although I'm fine with them not getting awarded this and being denied because they haven't really gotten high enough up there that they are.
Now this is kind of funny because you remember they whined and complained before because what was it? Microsoft and Trump were going after the Jedi contract and they awarded it to Microsoft and Bezos cried foul thinking, well, Trump's against me. That's why they got it. And then Biden comes in. What happens? Oh, we're not doing that no more.
Right.
And so here we are again, but now we're under Biden and he's whining about he didn't get the thing for the moon.
Well, we haven't, you know, these guys haven't reached escape velocity yet.
Yeah,
you know,
they got a while to go yet.
They've got to get to where they can break orbit. Once they do that, then I'm like going, oh, cool. Now, technically, I guess Musk has not done that either because
Musk has broken orbit.
Well, they had
gone to the space station and back.
Yeah, but that's still in orbit.
That's higher than 62 miles.
Oh, much higher. Yeah. Boy, now I've got to go back and look, but I think it's like 250 miles up. It's a lot higher.
So about I think space station is about 220, roughly.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Well, I just know it's a lot higher than the 66 miles, which Blue Origin has reached at this point.
And he took four up there, not once, but twice.
Ah.
So, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Good point. So,
Beezy got some ground to cover.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back in a little bit. Listen to McWilliams Amberlin. Summerline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, and the Facebook page, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, and the Tweety at cyberlineusa, where our social media czarina Amy will be posting stuff all the time, and you can look at that, whether we're here or not here, that way you can keep up whether we're in the studio or not.
So, got to tell you something cool. Just upgraded to on YouTube.
Yep.
They've got the Olympics on there, right? Mm-hmm. And on my TV, just upgraded to where I'm getting my YouTube TV in 4K. So I'm watching this stuff, and the crispness, it is a lot clearer. I mean, the amount of detail you get in it now is really amazing.
The Olympics?
Yeah.
Can you see the crowds of people?
Well, I can see all the empty seats.
I was going
to say. I don't know about crowds of people.
They're not that good.
But I was watching watching golf today, and you can see just so much more detail
when
in the grass.
When did they start doing golf?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tuned in. Well, you know, I got NBC Sports,
mm-hmm.
and of course CNBC and all of these others. You know, they take all of the stations and dump Olympics on them. And I thought, well, I'm going to watch the Olympics. And all of a sudden, I'm watching golf. And I'm like, well, they have the golf channel. They own it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why the hell am I watching golf? And then I was like, it's in the Olympics. I did not know this. And
right.
The basketball I knew. I just didn't know it was three on three.
Well, I will say that the golf itself, when I watched it in 4K, I watched swimming in 4K, and it didn't seem like it was all that much. It kind of is, because when they show the close-ups of the swimmers, I mean, you can see it a little bit more detail. In their person. But when you get into the diving, it's far enough back that it kind of seems like it's not that impactful on getting the 4K.
They still show them when they hit the water and they're swimming back up?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So that looked good, or because of the water?
Yeah, they're still way back from everything. They show them going into the water, and I guess they don't show them really as much coming out of the water.
They stopped doing that because of the Chinese.
Why?
Well, years ago, they had issues because the Chinese women have not that big of a chest compared to other women.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when you have the swimsuit, it's very hugging. And so when they would hit the water, and, of course, that camera would go and show them. I'm serious. This actually happened. When they had the camera, they would switch and show the person going in, and then they'd start swimming up and heading to the surface. Well, a couple of them had hit, and the force of the water knocked their tops off.
Uh-oh.
And so you're seeing them.
Wardrobe malfunction.
All of a sudden, the camera switches, and here's this young Chinese girl. She's trying to pull her top up and wiggle and swim at the same time because she lost her top.
Uh-oh.
So a lot of them are like, yeah, maybe we don't need to go into the water anymore. We'll just show them, you know, popping up off the surface.
Well, they seem to be wearing one-piece suits now.
Well, they were back then, too, but it was just the whole force when they go in.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you this.
It could be Asian in general. I'm not saying just Chinese. It's just they're very small, and it happened
in 4K. let's keep those. Never mind. What were we talking about?
I'm just telling you.
So back to golf. Thank you. So the 4K in golf, to see the detail of all the, you know,
the
just
screen.
Whether it's the grass or the shrubbery or just everything, it just, you've got so much more detail. And then the ball, you can see it much more clearly in the 4K.
Well, that's the other thing, too. You got that, 120 Hertz rate refresh or whatever.
Yeah, I've got the
because the balls when they used to fly like that because they're so fast, you know, you had that whole jitter or whatever. So just like with racing, the 120 also helps with the balls.
Well, got the LG OLED C9, and you know I keep TVs and stuff like that forever, and it's an awesome set. I've really enjoyed it, and you know it's kind of a pricey thing when you first start out on these OLEDs because it's like $2,100 something like that when I bought it, and it was you know, but we keep TVs forever. So
well, I got that Vizio back in 2009, right about the time of the transition to digital.
Yeah,
and it's still chugging.
Yeah,
but I moved up to a bigger Samsung.
Sure,
thing, but Vizio's still going.
It's worth the money.
I had somebody in cord cutting want to know which should I buy, a Samsung or a Magnavox. And I said, well, if you want to put it in the kids' room, buy the Magnavox. You want to hang it up forever in front and watch football, go get the Samsung.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do a little local news, national news. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Sugar Daddy apps and other apps. Maybe you might want to find that your kids are using or not, and why Google is banning them. Meanwhile, around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite, listen to McWilliams Cyberline on the USA Radio Network.